Judging from what went on there, I see a lot did seemed like a lot did take place. One of the things that I know a lot of people have been talking about lately is the town hall refurbishment project. What exactly went on there, and what was discussed?
So it was a pretty short discussion at that last council meeting. There's been public consultation a couple times now. Basically, what we heard from the people is that there's no need to move the cenotaph, no need to move the water fountain, and only one option presented that, which was option 2A, and it had a bit of a smaller square, if you will, in the middle, and otherwise it was just cleaning everything else up. So it was a pretty short conversation this time around because we kind of vetted all the different challenges and critiques and concerns over the last few months. So it was a pretty quick conversation, actually.
Well, that's good. It's always got to like those short and sweet conversations make things a lot easier for sure. But now I know it was something that's right in your wheelhouse, and everybody's been talking about it a lot as of late. The Gord Brown Rink, I know a lot of people have been coming to us with questions about that. What is the current state? I know we're most likely going to be going into another lockdown, unfortunately. But what is the current situation with that?
The current situation has been is still the same situation we've been in a while here. So construction is mostly complete for the phase of what we hired out back in last summer, and we're still doing our due diligence to make sure it is the product that we contracted out. So we're still ensuring that the facility is what we expected to receive from the contractors. So it's not in use. We haven't, it's still a construction site. The next steps will be this spring. We're hoping to upgrade the chiller that's in the existing arena, upgrade the chiller to be able to accommodate the second ice pad, and update the transformer and the power source on one of the telephone poles nearby. So those are two kind of smaller projects that are associated with it, but we're still just doing our due diligence to before the handover from the construction company. So very slow, long, drawn out process that everybody is anxious about and wishing it could have gone much faster. But it is what it is. Unfortunately, well, here we are.
One of the other things, I guess, kind of sticking with the arena theme is, I guess you've obviously heard by now the loss of our junior C team. What are your thoughts on that and, the switch to them to go to, senior A now?
Well, it's a sad story for sure. It's an interesting one, I guess. Sad to lose the junior hockey. Interesting to potentially gain the senior hockey. It's a tough one with the way where Gananoque is geographically located, and kind of between the Ottawa leagues and the Toronto leagues. I've had lots of conversations with our minor hockey that I think needs to be take a real serious look at. We need to meet with the different partners. Being kind of at the end of either leagues, it makes it tough to attract kids and players to. You know, when you're at the far end, every game is a travel. So my understanding is that the last bunch of years, it was hard to keep local guys engaged and hard to keep, which usually leads to not as many fans in the seats when you don't have the local guys, and trying to keep even the kids from the surrounding area engaged with the longer travel schedules being at the far end of it. So I don't know the exact cause of it. I didn't run the hockey team, but certainly it's been kind of part of the fabric of Gananoque for a long time. So maybe it's a temporary thing, and maybe Gananoque starts a team in the next couple of years and maybe joins a different league. There was the former league that Gananoque was in 4 or 5 years ago. Went the other way, went towards Ottawa, and it was a completely different structure. So maybe there's appetite to go that way again, or maybe there's room to to rejoin that league in at some point. But for now, I think it was just a number thing, and certainly sad. I haven't found anyone that was excited to see the junior team potentially leave Yanakwa.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you that. I know I spoke with Tom Dixon about it a little bit, and he was talking about the participation level and stuff like that. They started to see kind of a slow decline. Do you think that this is kind of something that that we can go with for a little while, as far as like maybe a little break and maybe see kind of a resurgence in the coming years? I'm sure you hope for that anyway.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, if you look around at sports in general, they kind of go in ebbs and flows in small towns, where you see success of baseball for a couple of years, or BMX or bike. Unfortunately, in a smaller town, you just don't have the carryover what you would have in a city. So the junior team, I don't see why there wouldn't be a resurgence. But the trends are that the minor hockey numbers aren't what they used to be. There's no question with that, what the data suggests. But I think that could be a problem with the current structure and where Gananoque sits in the different leagues, being with the Ottawa or the Ontario League, and it being more expensive and a lot of travel for kids to get into the sport. So obviously the less kids you get into the sport, the less are still around when it comes to the junior ages. So that's something that's kind of a bit of a separate challenge and a concern that I have with the current minor hockey setup in Gananoque. Again, not pointing any fingers at any individuals, just where Gananoque is geographically located between the two major leagues. So hopeful for sure. It's I spent my years playing junior. A lot of people around town spent their years playing junior, and it's fun to be part of those memories. So yeah, I'm hopeful that something replaces it anyway.
Yeah, for sure. And it was really good to get your take on this whole thing, because I know it that means a lot to you, and you're a sports guy, and I know you'd had some pretty good strong feelings about that for sure. Anything else that's been on your mind lately that you've that's been going on? I know with this shutdown coming up inevitably, I know that you'll be trying to take care of the family as well, and just if there's any words to the locals here about what they can do during this whole lockdown coming up.
Lives, I completely understand the message, and that the pandemic is a real thing, but unfortunately, when you don't always get the full story and the full context, you kind of have a skewed view of what is actually taking place. So my biggest concern with these lockdowns and the restrictions is our kids in sports, and it kind of ties back to the junior thing. Kids need to be outside with their friends playing sports and running around. So I'm hopeful we can there's a meet in the middle, or something comes up where we allow kids to get back to more normalcy and enjoying their friends and enjoying the outdoors, because diabetes, heart disease, stroke, depression, anxiety, these are all things that have spiked during lockdown, during the pandemic. So it's not an easy balance for the powers that be, the provincial and federal government. Completely understand that. But unfortunately, kids don't have a big voice in the government level, and I think we need to take a real serious look at making sure our kids are taken care of at the same time as we're protecting the elderly. So my thoughts on that stuff.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate you joining us, and it's always nice to sit down and chat with you, and always like your views on all sorts of things here in the town, and appreciate what you do, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, sir, and have a happy Easter weekend, by the way.
Call anytime. I appreciate that. And you have yourself a lovely Easter weekend as well.